Next item on the agenda is old business. Tonight we have two items of old business, the first one being conditional use number 1970, Matthew A. Carr.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1970 for Matthew A. Carr for an auto repair shop based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site was previously used for business purposes. It was occupied by a sign and lawn service company until that business relocated. The site is currently the residence of the applicant. The applicant testified that he intends to relocate his residence to the lot he owns next door. Based upon the testimony of the applicant, the use will be a family-run business, and the size and scope of the auto repair business will be very consistent with that of a home occupation. Three, the occupant will be required to comply with all waste disposal regulations and requirements associated with oils, lubricants, etc., associated with the auto repair business. The use, particularly in a location where a business previously existed, will not have any adverse impact on traffic on area roadways. The use with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. The use as an auto repair facility is a public or semi-public character, is of a public or semi-public character that promotes the convenience of providing an auto repair service to Sussex County residents. The applicant also stated that he could perform work on agricultural equipment of nearby farmers. Seven, the applicant has stated that all repair work will be performed within the building located on the site. Eight, the applicant has stated that no towing service will be conducted from the site. And nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to an automobile repair facility with repairs to agricultural equipment as needed. There shall not be any boat repair or large truck repairs permitted on the site. B, no towing operations shall occur from the site. C, no junked, permanently inoperable, or unregistered vehicles shall be stored on the site. D, no more than four vehicles awaiting repair shall be stored outside on the site at any one time, other than the owner's personal vehicles. Any vehicles awaiting repair shall be either in the building or located behind it. E, all repairs shall occur within the building. F, the applicant shall comply with all state and federal requirements regarding the storage, use, and disposal of all fluids associated with the use. G, one lighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet per side. H, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. I, all dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring roadways or properties. All scrapped automobile parts shall also be stored in containers or behind screening fences so that they cannot be viewed from neighboring properties or roadways. J, the final site plan shall show the location of all parking areas, dumpster areas, outside containers, and screening required by this approval. K, no used car sales or retail operations shall be conducted from the site. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion for approval and a second with the conditions and stipulations as read into the record by Commissioner Johnson. All those in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.